Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Back Row Seating Podcast with my brother, who is once again grinning from ear to ear because this is the dumbest thing he's ever done. It's Eazy-E. Look, he's laughing. He can't even talk. It's Spaceballs.
What's up?
It's him.
What's up, P. Diddy folks?
P. Diddy is not my audience. Although the few people who do listen will probably absolutely listen to this just because you're here. Yay, it's Eazy-E. In a galaxy very, 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 very far away.
I like how... lived a ruthless race of beings known as Spaceballs.
I like how Spaceballs are a race. Like, it's a whole group, species of people who are Spaceballs.
Planet Spaceball. I haven't watched this movie in ages.
Chapter 11.
Probably not since high school.
I never realized that Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Chapter 11.
The evil leaders of Planet Spaceball, having foolishly squandered their precious atmosphere, have devised a secret plan to take every breath of air away from their peace-loving neighbor planet Druidia.
There's Vespa. I think all of these names, like Prince Valium, I think all of these names... Vespa is a vehicle, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
And then, Barf is pretty self-explanatory.
Barf!
Yeah, this was very intricate to our childhood. I don't even remember the first time I watched it, but I remember finding the opening scene.
First time we saw it was TBS with our dad. Dad was just scrolling through the channels and saw Spaceballs.
We both need glasses.
I do. By the way.
I mean, we can read it now with corrective lenses. Did Dad see it before then?
Dad saw it like when it came out.
Oh, okay. This takes opening title crawl to a whole other level.
Look at that Star Destroyer.
I've always loved how whoever went and designed this thing was so good, because so many times during it, you'll see parts of the ship come into frame and you're like, oh, that looks like the ending of a ship. And it just further comes into frame and it's just another piece of the ship.
This movie does a really good job at modular design.
Yes. See, like, right now, that looked like the end point, but it just kept going. It's amazing work. I wonder if that was Mel Brooks himself, or if it was, like, a specific... He seems like the kind of guy who's really good at knowing what talent to have around him creatively. And it's not only him.
Da-da.
Although that would be very apropos, given he's riffing on George Lucas, partially. I saw somewhere, apparently, Mel Brooks went to George Lucas, and he got the okay to do this.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the reason was, but there was... George Lucas was like, it's fine, just do this. And he did it, and I can't remember what it was.
Like, did George Lucas...
No. He didn't want... George Lucas said he could do it if he didn't have a character who resembled Han Solo. He didn't want him to have a Han Solo.
Ah.
So Mel Brooks went and made the main guy, he made him Indiana Jones instead of Han Solo. Because that's another George Lucas character.
Perfect.
That's the level of intellect all of the Spaceballs aspire.
Wait, why'd you tell Lord Helmet before you're directing your commanding officer?
He literally just stood up.
He got there fast. And Druidia was in sight.
Dun. I've never noticed the spandex.
He's wearing a half dollar for a belt buckle.
and a tie. It's been so long. I'm assuming the last time I watched this, I was too young to really appreciate, like, the costume design. At least to that extent.
Hey, Rick Moranis, hockey playoffs are on.
They really got this from, in Rogue One, at the end of the movie, Darth Vader does a total power play and like intimidation factor. And they really, the only reason he wears the visor is to intimidate people. He did call him first. Oh, well, he called him before Colonel Sanders.
He notified everyone from the top of the ladder down.
Except for Dark Helmet.
We informed Dark Helmet and just did Spaceball City first.
Oh. Look at Colonel Sanders. He's like, oh, no. He's like, thoughts and prayers, my boy. I think
he's had to deal with that before.
The Schwartz is a powerful tool. I don't. How does space radar even work?
I thought they said to inform everyone to planetary light. I assume that means visual.
I've never thought of that actually.
Sir. One of the guys, the helmet covered his eyes.
Even the guy on the left, he can't even see at that thing. Oh, I guess technically it's inside. It's on Teleview. Years is not that much time, geologically speaking.
In planet Spaceball. Yep, I got it,
Rick. Yep, got it. Thank you, Rick.
Brandon's doing these days.
I think his wife died or something and he stopped acting.
Oh. Hot.
He had kids and he was focusing on their upbringing.
I guess that's a good thing.
Oh, look, now we're in a Princess Bride.
Galactic Temple reformed of the Druids.
I'm gonna miss Bingo! That Mr. Coffee gag, I love how Mel Brooks doesn't have like just a one-trick pony as far as comedy goes. He uses the camera gag for gags, he uses the script for gags, he uses acting for gags.
Oh, that is Joan Rivers.
I never realized growing up how like creepy Dot looked. Like her face is like terrifying.
Oh, I need to see it again. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's terrifying. I've seen him in other things. But Daddy... It is Prince Valium.
Jeez. I mean, they could always just, like, get, like, true love on the side, right? I'm sure that was a common occurrence in world...
I mean, if the galactic aristocracy is this, like, terribly, like, outdated and shortchanged, I mean, they gotta do something.
Married.
Daphne Zuniga. I have no idea who that is. Oh, Lone Star. Okay, Bill Pullman.
Ah. He didn't get enough sleep.
He's also loaded up on Valium.
Eagle 5, Captain Lone Star, hero for hire. Oh, I didn't realize he called himself a hero.
I must be missing something because it's not showing me who the Ronnie Graham as the minister.
Who's Barf?
Barf is John Candy.
Oh, that is him.
Wikipedia makes sure to point out that he is a parody of Chewbacca, just in case you missed that. Oh, Ronnie Graham has only been in like 4 or 5, 6 things. So, no, I haven't seen him anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, because I've never seen him.
You know what? The only other time I saw him was the other times I watched Spaceballs. I'm assuming Bill Pullman was not a big actor when they were filming this, and that's why he decided to go be in Spaceballs. Well, I don't know. John Candy's in here, too, so Mel Brooks had some clout by now.
Of course his name's Vinny.
Look, he's got the Kanye West shades.
Yeah, decades before they became popular.
I thought Pizza the Hut was so hilarious as a kid.
He still is. I know that voice.
That is Dom DeLuise.
From what? I don't know the name.
He's the big mustachioed Italian guy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Let me pull up a picture and you can see him. Okay, that's a horrible picture on Wikipedia if you don't know who Dom DeLuise is.
I can probably recognize. Yeah, that's not a good. I do not recognize him.
Let's see. Dom DeLuise. There you go.
Okay, yes.
He's been in other things.
I recognize him.
Delivery. That'd be a delicious great, boss. That gives Eat the Rich a whole other meaning.
That space shield, there isn't like a smaller gate.
Is that the point? Because even if you had a ship that wide, it would like implant on the earth before it even could turn. It's like one of the shuttles from TNG. Oh, I love this gag, by the way. That's amazing. Glad, 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 glad. I wonder if she's glad. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Hey, there's a capital on top.
We're becoming, our society's becoming more and more like Spaceballs every day.
There it is, the writer, director, actor.
Another good gag. Perrier.
And Ingenuitia.
At least they know that there's a market for that 10,000 years of air.
Why not just Commander?
Snotty. It's wonderful.
Are you going to finish that can of air? I mean, that can, I'm sure, is expensive.
Oh, I remember this joke. Not this part, but the end of the joke, the payoff. Hey, in 20 years, people are going to be into big butts.
Not sure with all those guards that I would laugh at the president.
Loch Lomond? So that's how you set up a joke and pay it off, and then you pay it off again. Right here.
Salute. Nice salute. The Doublemint Twins.
I think so. Although I have no clue why he felt they needed to be in this movie. We're parodying everything. Why not the Doublemint Twins?
I wonder if Spaceball Society has multiple darks.
Dark helmet.
Dark helmet. Dark pants.
Dark coffee.
Shirt. Yeah, dark coffee. Or if he actually is like a super, like, unique commander.
I'm assuming if they're riffing off the first Star Wars, Darth Vader in that movie was just like a general. Who made that paint a gunner? I remember when we watched this on TBS, they cut out this entire scene, obviously, for TV. And whenever we watched it on DVD for the first time, I was like, oh, this is amazing. I've never seen this whole scene.
Roland's a Lone Star. The only person like in range? Are there not other mercenaries in the area?
Million. What even is $1 million to a king of Druidia who's making like millions of dollars a day on canned air? Jupiter 2. If I ever win a contest and I'm ever allowed to like name a planet, I'm naming it Jupiter 2. Oh! Using this tractor beam.
Wrong movie.
I was also thinking about the Austin. I am your father.
Or are they frozen and Spaceball 1 is getting closer?
Dot should know. She's an artificial intelligent AI robot. We're not?
We're doing it for a shitload of money.
I can't remember what the TBS version of that
was. I forgot, but I remember it was censored.
We're doing it for a
something
ton of money. Or I can't remember. It was one of those... It was one of those instances where the censor was almost as funny as the regular joke. Like in Shanghai Nights, are you going to kick my grass?
Are you going to kick my grass?
With a complete dub over from a different actor. Lord Littlefinger. How many times did they have to film that to get the jam can top to fly towards the camera like that?
And my dad explained to me that this guy, Zach, was a famous comedian at the time who does a bunch of funny noises.
Shit.
Peeps.
The what? That's not all he's lost. How did the jam even get into the console?
Think about it too much.
It is Spaceballs. Raspberry.
Dodge the camera.
I thought that happened in the movie at some point.
Like fourth wall breaks.
There's a lot of them in this movie. And of course he sends Chewbacca. Sorry, barf. Barf! You think in a galaxy like that, where you're familiar that there are other races and species out there, you think that there would be a less, like, offensive way? What are you?
That's a long tractor beam.
The hell is all that?
Got candy stressed.
Just saved you from certain death. Or ransom. Uh-oh. Jewish princess.
Look, Jewish. That joke went completely over my head when I was younger.
Yes. It doesn't look Jewish.
Just in the nick of time still.
They were jammed and they still think they got the princess? Obviously it was a recon mission of some sort. Spoiled rotten one. This is probably one of my, if not my least favorite villain trope. When they're like, I'll do it myself, only to give the hero character a chance to escape.
Oh,
I guess it's not a ransom. He's already figured that out.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to have.
He figured out it was Lone Star twice.
What was Spaceballs 1's mission? It just seems like they just randomly ran into Vespa.
Didn't they mention it was her wedding day? Yeah. I guess they were going to pick her up on her honeymoon when they left the planet.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Catch them.
I'm kind of shocked that Cuisinart's still like a timely enough joke because it's still a brand.
Your speed.
Secure all the animals in the zoo.
Dad, you petty excuse for not. Hey, he's a petty officer now.
He's got fantastic upper arm strength.
Well, he is has to be good enough to be promoted to Darth. He also has multiple brains.
Gone to plaid. I've heard that referenced recently. Somebody went, they've gone to plaid. I like how when Rick Moranis turned his face, he like warped his lips to make it look like his lips were going backward too. And if you weren't familiar with Newton's laws of motion, there's a good example of, like, all of them.
Good thing he's wearing that helmet. Oh, they missed it too.
Mel Brooks predicted CTE.
Hey, there's Colonel Asshole.
He stopped being cross-eyed for a split second.
How much is gas as space fuel?
I don't know. That $5 lasted a whole lot of hyperspeed. Speed. It's Tatooine.
Don't put your legs up against it. Only been there for like 15 minutes.
She is Jewish. Horse face space dogs. She was really checking him out from top to bottom. They're a week and a half ahead, though. Okay, a parasol seems reasonable out in the desert. Even though she's not underneath it at all. Oh, and there's also a ton of luggage.
All the matched luggage.
How did she even win that argument to get this far?
$1 million is really convincing.
At least she has character development by the end. How did she get behind Dot? She was in front of her a second ago.
Oh, yeah. Still taking the rest of the case?
Just leave the luggage. I could have carried two or three of these things. rental. Oh, look, these are all of Mel Brooks' other movies.
Including Blazing Saddles.
I would not, well, maybe not cassettes, but I would not be shocked if there are executives out there that legitimately are wanting this to be an idea. I'm assuming this was the last scene that they filmed.
The title card looked different.
He's traumatized. Look, it's Synecdoche, New York. They're actors playing actors playing actors.
In it now.
Just now. Soon. How could they possibly? There's only one desert star planet in the galaxy, and it's Vega. The moon of Vega, I'm sorry. It's like the moon of Endor.
They burned the luggage.
That's why they carried him. Look, we're gonna get character development. This is more than a lot of movies do these days.
He's wearing a collared button-down shirt for a movie.
Probably in Bill Pullman's contract. He was like, I'm gonna look good in this movie. It's right there. Where? Just now.
You almost kissed him.
Galaxy. It means it's a plot device for later in the movie.
Do it.
She even did the hand motion.
You're in love with the new guy.
Nah. About to make his move on her. Maybe Empire Strikes Back did come out, because this is very much that scene from that movie. Between Han and Leia. So. Oh no! Her father thought of everything.
By Blazing Saddles.
Where are they going to go in the middle of the day if not, like, in the desert? Ice dissolve. Like, if there was shelter, you'd think that they would be in the shelter during the hot of the day, and then they would travel by night.
The bacon?
I don't know. I hear you, girl. Ice dissolve again.
Nope.
You gotta walk in out of rhythm so that the sandworms don't know you're there.
I want to say that. I want those to be my last words. Waiter, check.
Mine's going to be Lazy Pirate Day, set sail in the afternoon. From Epic Movie. Dick, 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 dick. I like how the only alteration they did to the Jawas was show their faces. They just happen to have droid oil.
That's silly. They have Disneyland in their galaxy? Dig, 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 dig.
Dig, 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 dig. Dig, 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 dig.
Dig, 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 dig. Prepared to go, you would have been seated.
Just go. Just go. I like how Colonel Sanders is just longer. As the movie goes on, he's just more and more tired of this. Just go.
I wonder, does he have to direct? Does he have to work directly under Darth Helm at, like, during normal times?
I honestly don't know, because in the original film, Darth Vader worked underneath, the other guy.
I know his name, because I know the line. Suddenly something, I could smell you the instant I was brought on board.
Moff Tarkin.
Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin. They CGI'd him for, I think, Rogue One. It was awful.
I thought it was alright. 3 minutes realize, I was like, wait. He's supposed to be... Wait, he's not that old anymore. What happened? Oh, it's CGI.
I won't say it's awful. It was very noticeable, at least. Which, considering the Infinity War, you could go the whole movie with Thanos appearing like an actual flesh and blood being. Now that's sort of the standard that I hold them all to. Yogurt?
Everyone, writer, actor, director, Mel Brooks.
Again. They're walking around on his knees. Schwartz.
Schwartz.
What are the odds that they would land on this planet? A dinks chattering. I didn't know those guys had a name. This is such a blatant jab at George Lucas. I'm shocked he had nothing to say about this happening in this movie.
It's a flamethrower!
Like it's Baby Yoda.
Ah, they're already thinking about having kids.
Grogu. Do you watch Mandalorian?
Oh, that's why they're there. The twins. I saw the first season. They didn't reveal the name yet, so but I know Grogu, yeah. Down. She had a look.
That is such a fantastic hard cut to this scene. Yeah, I think that this is supposed to be riffing off the Darth Vader Moff Tarkin relationship from the first movie.
Where'd they find these combs on short notice?
It is a big ship, so I'm sure they got those somewhere in there.
They have enough to make it a to make a circus.
It is the future. They might actually have 3D printing.
I would not tell Command my Darth helmet brown shit. Oh, of course.
What is he, omniscient? He knows that the movie's gonna... He probably saw it on an instant cassette. Never mind.
Oh, of course Yogurt saw it.
Why is he only teaching this to Lone Star, not everybody?
Because he's a prince. Oh, did I spoil it?
I wonder if that's legitimately what Mel Brooks was looking at. Probably not.
He has no prior training, he's already lifting it.
It's almost like we're watching the prequel trilogy, or the sequel trilogy of Star Wars.
Ow. Ow. At least he still has his foot.
I would think at some point, rather quickly, like, that would have crushed your nerve endings and it would stop hurting at some point.
Only they weren't, if only they didn't practice with it. Oh, of course it's right underneath him.
Yogurt with strawberries. clever girl.
No, you said it too, like, aggressive.
Be like, clever girl. Clever. The trick. This is a terrifying mannequin head.
I don't have like a guard at his door.
You would think if Dark Helmet could feel the Schwartz on Yogurt could feel the Schwartz on Dark Helmet.
Maybe that's something to do with him having the downside. Hey, he changes to his normal clothes.
And made her pass out somehow.
How are the Schwartz?
This really is becoming more and more like Star Wars. They're just making up rules as they go along.
Never got that one.
I think we did. Wasn't it an animated thing during the pandemic?
Oh, was there?
Spaceballs 2.
Was it actually called The Search for More Money?
No, I'm wrong. They released History of the World Part 2. That's what they did.
That one, yeah.
It was like a series on Netflix or something.
Mel Brooks actually has anything to do with it.
I think so. I was shocked that Mel Brooks was still alive.
Truth is revealed. They got his team to, like, make him some dolls.
Surely they've got, like, 3D printing technology at this point. Your helmet is so big! Your helmet is so smooth. This reminds me of the dodgeball scene where Ben Stiller is sitting there with the pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same scene.
What did I tell you about interrupting me during my meditation period?
Sorry, sir. Won't happen again. Ah, she played him.
Oh, then she could get a look at Mel Brooks' junk.
The president's junk.
Okay, this joke is going to be interesting because we always watched this originally on a 4x3, and it always cut off the picture of her nose job. Okay, so it does show it fully on widescreen. They would always cut off her nose so you could never see the full thing.
I thought it was supposed to be like too hideous a show.
That's what I thought it was, the joke, that it was so big it was off the screen, but I guess not. We're just watching widescreen DVDs on a 4x3 television.
The nurse is super hot.
So the lives of all of Druidia are worth one.
One nose.
Very utilitarian of you. Two. Three. Four.
The king is trying not to laugh.
Five. Was that on the instant cassette too? Gretchen.
I'm sure they can afford it.
That is a very, like, direct sexual joke that is, like, that's the only one in this movie that's so overt.
So proud of when he said it.
We're the Spaceballs. They didn't need clearance or anything? I guess this is the clearance, but still. Couldn't be any more obviously a trap, guys. Come on.
But that's also why they're grunts.
They remind me of the robot guy and the other police officer from Futurama.
Oh, the robot?
There's the human police guy, and his partner is a robot policeman.
Yeah.
Police officer. I like how it's a key, but it doesn't even go into anything.
Well, I mean, it was probably like a magnetic key.
That just happens to also look like a key.
It's like, he's like, nothing ever happens here.
Maximum security is two guards making their rounds. The base.
Have to turn the key.
Oh. Ouch. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. I'm glad we're both on sync, at least as far as the movie that this is parodying.
Some plan, guys.
I haven't seen the original Star Wars in a long time. The despecialized edition specifically. And they left their guns? Oh, they went and got new ones. Okay, now these are Star Wars. The Star Wars are here!
I've never heard of ammo in a Star Wars movie. Leva.
Oh, that's the stock Wilhelm scream. Or one of them. Okay, I when I was a kid, I'll admit it. I thought this joke was like the best thing ever. I thought this was incredible. I mean, it's still funny, but I thought it was like the best joke of the movie.
Sir Bear, breathe less. Oh, I've seen it from something.
I was about to say that, but the last time I did, I was horribly wrong.
One of those doubles looks like Swayze.
He really does, Lone Stars. That would have been hilarious if they actually had... If it was like Bullet Train and like Ryan Reynolds just showing up out of nowhere. But it was Patrick Swayze. Okay, this is kind of hot.
Rambo.
She's balling now.
Character development.
Here's another fourth wall break. I love Rick Moranis.
One of those improvised.
I'm assuming they were referencing Franz Kafka, but I don't know what that has to do with anything that happened. Unless they're saying the ship transforming into a giant maid is Kafka-esque. Kick his butt, Alphonse!
A lot of money on that ship just to get some air out.
I mean, it's really important air. They're spending like 25 cents a can on Perry air. No moon. It's a spaceship. No, wait, it's definitely a moon. A toon.
Transformers, then meets the eye.
Statue of Liberty?
I think it's even bigger than it used to be.
Or be it for me, but I don't think that's how air works, but okay. Okay, Colonel Sanders, calm down.
Ah, the control deck changed too.
Oh, Area 6. Is that a Star Fox reference?
So.
Still the best level in the game. I think that means the exact same thing, by the way. Suck. Suck. Okay, that's just a shot in reverse. Also in reverse.
Sold out your whole planet for a nose.
I'm shocked the air has lasted this long under his leadership. They calculate the amount of air on the planet?
All he did was lift a statue with it.
It's not gonna work. He got it out of a cereal box.
No, a Cracker Jack box.
A Cracker Jack box.
Spoilers.
David hates Star Wars, but he's seen Spaceballs, so I'm pretty sure everyone who's watching this has seen Spaceballs. There's like five different things that make that a very disastrous design choice. That's the original shot. That might be a reverse of the last shot, actually.
You said the last shot was a reversal.
I think that might have been the real one, because it would be easier to yank trees out with string than it would be to drop them like that. Air! That's me watching anime in the early 2000s. What air!
Aren't they just gonna reverse it again while they're gone?
I was gonna say, with that design choice, you have to go outside and manually push it, but whenever they transformed it in the first place, it automatically did it, so I don't know why.
Oh no, that was a finger that actually flipped it.
Oh. Well, then why don't they just get the made finger to flip it again?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because it's not being guarded anymore.
Why must it be there?
Well, it must be a self-destruct mechanism. Fake wall.
It's below you. You just turn to the left. You know what? Never mind. I wouldn't. Go, the fight of the century. Secret tunnel. Uh-oh, it's another trap. This looks a lot like the submarine layer from Goldmember.
Yeah.
Another really good joke.
That's identification. Only one guard for the self-destruct mechanism. Okay, two guards.
Baseballs, the shaving cream.
Why didn't you steal the last guy's rifle?
What's that doing? Oh, well, at least he pinched him.
That was...
Oh. Everything's key cards and magnetic keys that look like keys. For the first time, for the last time.
You're on his hit list, but you guys haven't met?
Oh! Oh, you know what? I guess this is also another overt sexual reference. What's the point of having your hands together if it's just a ring?
It looks cooler.
Oh no! Ow. The production crew. Oh no! Their shorts got twisted.
How'd that help?
Oh no.
Oh no, he doesn't want to work into it yet. You already gave him one lesson.
And he taught him well by using, like, playground level tactics. This is very much Dr. Evil.
Triumph, because good is dumb.
There are some moments where the simplest words are the funniest.
Why'd you trap yourself?
It's Bupkis. Joker's saying that the Schwartz is inside of him.
He's talking about his testicles.
That kill him? I don't know if that would have killed him. No, he's still alive.
No unauthorized or authorized personnel.
I like how it waits until, like, the very last moment to be like, this is your last chance to hit the stop self-destruct button. Spaceballs! That was a very politically apropos joke. We're the Spaceballs! We're the Spaceballs.
They didn't have like a VIP escape pod reserved.
Whoa!
Powerful cans. Hurted bitch.
Spaceballs!
Would you rather die in an exploding ship or a bear in an escape pod?
An exploding ship. I would have to assume that would be near instant, if not instant. The bear would suffer for a long time. Maybe not a long time, but you would definitely suffer at the hands of a bear. Oh, there's the one F word. The first time I learned that was a rule was when we watched Get Shorty.
I remember that scene.
That was the first one. The second one was Get Dumb. What was it? Get something.
Get Smart?
Get Smart. There you go. Remember Dinner for Schmucks?
I do remember it. I don't remember why we watched it, but I think just Dad just wanted to watch it.
Oh!
Evil is defeated.
Even though good is dumb.
The combo?
He looks like a character from Shrek. And that would be a delicious way to go. He didn't take the money. Back to Princess Bride. Prince Valium, I'm shocked he's still awake.
Sleepy too.
Oh, he is asleep. Hello! Gus's Galaxy Grill. Oh, there was the Millennium Falcon on the right, by the way.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
I almost missed it. Spaceballs, the placemat. I dream. I guess she works on tips. Oh, here we go. I guess that makes sense. That's consistent because they did mention Disneyland, so Disney would still be a property.
Yeah, the completely random scene out of nowhere.
This is just so Mel Brooks can make a reference to Alien. The special looked a lot like the soup.
If it's a special soup.
Not again. What is the point of this scene? They're really trying to pad out this runtime to a feature length.
Please. Get anything.
When's bingo? Face tolls. How do they enforce that when everyone's going through hyperspeed?
Buy a toll to get onto the warp portal thing.
It would make sense if this was the Dune universe and they needed to be like ferried across the universe.
I mean, it didn't get ruined during the fight.
Zoidified Prince. He didn't even mention Prince Valium to him.
Joker knows everything.
Is that a Pulp Fiction reference?
Pulp Fiction wasn't out yet.
Oh, that's very good catch. Was Pulp Fiction a Spaceballs reference? Is that what Jules and Vincent were after? Liquid Schwartz in the briefcase?
Maybe. Snoopy too, man.
Lee, Snoopy is 6 inches taller than you. Spaceballs?
Shit, there goes the planet.
I'm guessing this is the actual planet of Vespa. Oh, because they went to Druidia.
I wonder if those were the actual ape costumes from the movie. Hey, look, it's the guy from Spaceballs. You know what? He looks like Judy's boss from Still Standing. That's what I'm reminded of. Clearly, it's not the same actor. They just look similar. Holy moly! Do you? Look at that get up.
Where do you have that stashed?
They're just gonna take his word for it. Look how happy her dad is. She just wants him to marry any prince. He doesn't care. Bartholomew. They just met. Woo! Aww.
Yeah, what does he have?
Eyes open. Bill Pullman. Come on, that's weird. Then da da da. May the Schwartz be with you.
Still a good movie. Still holds up.
Well, honestly, I think the fact that the new Star Wars movies still borrow tropes that they're making fun of in this movie are still hilarious.
Yeah, it is John Candy.
Rick Moranis. He was so wholesome in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Bill Pullman, he must not have been all that long in his career because he did not get top billing. Air! Oh crap, I forgot to see how many Academy Awards this movie won.
Oh, is that something you normally do?
I usually have the Wikipedia page up while I'm watching these, so I can like go through, like if there's a lull in the movie, I can like, oh here, let's look up information. I don't think they had the Razzies yet whenever this came out.
Probably
Although,
not.
I wouldn't say that this is Razzie worthy. This is a good, funny movie. It's definitely not on par with like Mel Brooks' other stuff. I think Blazing Saddles is probably still like the absolute best. Even though it's iffy territory these days, whether or not you can say that. Jim Jackman. It's Hugh Jackman's dad. Maybe not.
I'm tired, man.
It is late. Okay, guys, we're going to sign off. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Eazy-E, thanks for hanging out.
And peace out, y'all.
Thanks for hanging out and, like, nodding off as we were watching the movie at super late at night. Oh, yeah, and the Rangers lost, so that was fun. Yay. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.